Hey, it's Guy Raz here, and on the next episode of How I Built This, how one man reinvented airline travel again and again and again to create one of the most innovative airlines in the U.S., JetBlue. Check out David Neeleman's amazing story on our podcast, How I Built This.
You know, everyone tore the Super Bowl performance apart, and I thought, it's about as bland as they always are. I don't know why this one deserves special criticism. It felt like it was just as unremarkable as they very often are.
I had this great exchange with my friend, and basically it went like this. She said, are you watching the game? Pretty much knowing that
knew there was a game, yeah, right, of some kind.
And I said, yes, it's in the third inning, right? And she wrote back and said, oh, wow, I'm really surprised you're watching the game. And I said, that was a joke. Oh, right. She said, she wrote back and said, oh, yeah, right, it's quarters
not. Quarters not, yeah.
Yeah.
But so, you weren't watching the game.
No, it's the RPM Challenge. I make an album every February and love it.
Right, so this was your first full week. Boy, right out the gate, too, because Friday was the first, so you just hit the ground.
Yeah, I went to see Cautious Clay on Friday night and skipped making music, but Saturday all day and all day Sunday made music, and I'm so thrilled. I love it. Danger Painters is the band I play in. There were long-distance file exchanges, and, nothing makes me happier, I think.
Great fun. You know when you discovered that Better Oblivion Community Center song, Dylan Thomas, mm-hmm. and you were obsessed with it, and you couldn't stop listening to it? That's how I've been about all the stuff I want to play on this week's
wow.
show. Yeah, and I'm going to start off with a band called Tender.
Okay.
Do you know, not T-I-N-D-R, Tender, T-E-N-D-R. This is two guys from London, James Colin and Dan Cobb, and they make this really fantastic, it's like synth pop, but it's not bubbly. It's, you know, a little dark, super introspective and reflective, lots of interesting sounds going on. They recently put out their second full-length record. It's called Fear of Falling Asleep, and the song that I'm obsessed with is called Handmade Ego. And I'm just going to play it, and then we can learn a little bit more about it afterwards. Handmade Ego from Tender.
Myself and indulgence. I tell myself that I'm not home.
Reminds me a lot of like Perfume Genius crossed with maybe Youth Lagoon, like if they had made a record together. It has such a fantastic drop in it. I mean, I'm a sucker for that kind of a beat and the bass line, that walking bass line in it, nice and fat.
I don't know what those samples were, but they were, at least I assume, those synthy sounds were more sampled.
Sample-based, yeah. They do a lot of that. And so the album's called Fear of Falling Asleep, and James Colin says that... he just was at a period, going through this period in his life where he was afraid to go to bed every night because that's when the demons came out and started, you know, all his anxieties would start creeping up when you have those moments of solitude and silence. He says he never really knew if anyone else felt that way until he did these songs and started hearing from people. I think that's a pretty common occurrence.
Yeah.
For sure. Anyway, this record is out now, Fear of Falling Asleep from the band Tender.
The song I'm going to play from Many Rooms, you know Many Rooms?
Oh, yeah, but she was so amazing. We saw her at South By like 2 years ago, two, 3 years ago,
yeah, I think. Brianna Hunt put out an EP that we covered. Well, back in 2015 is when we covered the EP, so
it could
been have
been that long?
Back, yeah.
Wow.
And Many Rooms with the textures and so forth in Brianna's music reminded me a little of what you just played. Her songs are atmospheric as much as they are melodic, and they're certainly thoughtful. She put out a beautiful album called There Is a Presence here in 2018, and now she has a new single not from that record, and we're premiering it here. And I'll let Brianna Hunt introduce the song 99 Proofs by Many Rooms.
Hey, Bob. The song 99 Proofs has a very special meaning to me. I recorded the song with Corey Kaufman and Charlie O'Neill from the band Gleamer, and it definitely has a more expansive sound than a lot of my earlier work. The guitar tone is inspired by a song called Bang Bang by Nancy Sinatra, and we really tried to get that warbly, almost eerie sound. I wanted to write a song that sounded like a joyful hymn to misdirect the listener a bit into thinking it's a worship song, when it's actually a lament mourning the people who have been mistreated by the capital C Church, and a call for the church to become more self-aware. It's about my frustrations with a whole culture of religion that's more about power and control than people and love, but also my desire to forgive and to cultivate change. Thanks.
I see you licking the blood from your lips. You wash the land that you've slain for your sins. You break my heart and I carry the shame. For thousands of slaughtered sheep through the plain. Thank you.
The song 99 Proofs by Many Rooms. And now walking into our room from the many rooms she could have walked into is Marissa LaRusso to bring us a song. Back again.
Back again. So happy to be here.
Awesome.
So have you ever heard of the concept of the big freeze?
I just had it when I walked outside this morning.
No kidding. Okay, but actually, I had never heard of this concept until recently when I was sent this explanation. So it said, if gravity is strong enough, at the end of time, our universe will collapse, pulling all of existence back down to infinitesimal size, like before the Big Bang. But if expansion outpaces gravity, eventually the universe will be cold and empty. All light, heat, and connection will be gone. That possibility
wow.
is called the Big Freeze. So I was sent this.
Wow.
Because the Big Freeze is the name of Laura Stevenson's new record, which is coming out at the end of March. She's a songwriter from New York. I first saw her a couple years ago at this big festival that was put on, I think, by Don Giovanni Records in New Jersey. And it was the kind of thing where I watched her perform and I thought, oh my God, I can't believe I've never heard her. This is exactly my kind of music. She has this really powerful voice. And especially on this record, The Big Freeze, you really hear the power of her voice and her guitar playing. It's really wonderful. So this song is called Living Room New York.
I wanna feel you restless. I wanna wake up from it. I wanna see you stare at ceilings until you fall back to sleep. I wanna feel you restless. I wanna wake up from it. I wanna see you stare at ceilings until you fall back to sleep.
I
That was beautiful and powerful. That her guitar just soared into another space, and it was just sensational.
Right. For an album called The Big Freeze, this song is so warm.
Awesome. Anything else we know about this?
Yeah, Laura Stevenson's album is out at the end of March on Don Giovanni. It's called The Big Freeze.
Awesome. Thanks, NPR's Marissa LoRusso.
You know, one thing Marissa didn't say, well, I mean, she didn't necessarily have to say this, but you don't really have to worry about this whole Big Freeze thing that she's talking about, you know, the universe expanding and collapsing on itself, because our own star will start to grow and swallow the entire solar system and all the planets in it long before the Big Freeze ever happens. Hmm. I mean, I mentioned this to you. The good news is our star is way too small to go supernova.
It'll get hot before it gets cold.
Yeah. Well, it's going to expand. It's not going to blow up. It'll get bigger and bigger. And then,
Will I get bigger and bigger?
No, you'll be swallowed up.
You'll become smaller and smaller.
Yeah. And then it will collapse on itself and just be this dead rock of
nothing. Does that mean we're going to be closer together than ever? Think about that. You thought it was a relief, but now we're all going to get squeezed into this little jelly jar.
All the same atoms. Our atoms are transferring between us.
Do you realize that?
As we speak.
Like fluids from both our bodies.
It's not fluids, no. No. I believe I might not have told that one. Yeah. Just stick with the atoms. But that reminds me.
Of?
I've got more great music I want to play. Didn't you say at one point that this show has been around so long that eventually we're going to be playing music by artists who've never known a world without All Songs Considered? Because I've got one who was born in 2001, Billie Eilish.
Oh, yes.
She's 17 years old. Never known a world without All Songs Considered. It's amazing when you think about it. she's incredible. She's from Los Angeles. She records all her songs with her older brother, Phineas O'Connell.
He's probably 19.
Yeah, 19 or so. And they still record all their songs in their bedrooms in their childhood home in Highland Park in L.A. And back in 2016, Billie Eilish released this song on SoundCloud that she'd recorded on and put up there that it's called Ocean Eyes, and it completely blew up. And she ended up getting signed by Darkroom Interscope Records. That song has since been streamed hundreds of millions of times. And she's still recording at home, but she's about to put out her debut record called When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?
Yeah,
I've
what's
got
the
that
theme
sleep.
Here?
I've got a sleep theme going here. Yeah. And the song I want to play is called Bury a Friend. It's from this upcoming record. When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? From Billie Eilish, Bury a Friend.
Billie.
What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Come here.
Say it, spit it out. What is it exactly? Your pain is the amount cleaning you out. Am I satisfactory? Today I'm thinking about things that are deadly. The way I'm drinking you down, like I wanna drown, like I wanna end me. Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class, killing the sun. Bury a friend, I wanna end me. I wanna end me. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Listen.
Keep you in the dark. What had you expected? Me to make you my art and make you a star and get you connected. I'll meet you in the park. I'll be calm and collected. But we knew right from the start that you'd fall apart, cause I'm too expensive. Your talk would be something that shouldn't be said out loud. Honestly, I thought that I would be dead by now. Calling security, keeping my head held down. Bury the hatchet or bury your friend right now. The debt I owe, gotta sell my soul. Cause I can't say no, no, I can't say no. Then my limbs are frozen. My
don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
There was very much a nursery rhymey thing going on.
That's funny you say that, because it is such a dark, demented, twisted nursery rhyme, is how it comes across to me. You know, it's very distinctively different tone from that Tender track, but very similar themes, and it's the idea of battling your inner demons that haunt you and keep you up at night.
You have intense dreams.
Have intense dreams, and they just wreck me sometimes. They'll be so vivid that I'm a little disoriented the rest of the day. Like everyone knows what happened, right? Because that really happened. But
the detail, I'm not going to go into any of it, but the detail that you describe, I'm as one who does not remember dreams at all, blows me away. Like I'd be exhausted.
There are definitely days where I'm just kind of in a weird mood for the whole day because of it, you know, especially if you have a dream about somebody you've lost in your life or something like that. But Billie Eilish says that, and I'm quoting her here, she says, "When we made Bury a Friend, the whole album clicked in my head. I immediately knew what it was going to be about, what the visuals were going to be, and everything in terms of how I wanted it to be perceived. It inspired what the album is about. Bury a Friend is literally from the perspective of the monster under my bed. If you put yourself in that mindset, what is the creature doing or feeling? I also confess that I am this monster because I am my own worst enemy, and I might be the monster under your bed too." So there's this pretty terrifying video for this song where she is literally the monster underneath somebody's bed. And it's interesting that she sings from the monster's perspective, because you hear her on the song say over and over again, "I want to end me." And it seems like really messed up until you realize she's talking about she wants to end the monster inside her that has kept her up at night. Anyway, the debut album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go, is out March 29th from Billie Eilish.
Will you later continue this theme of sleep?
Maybe. Hmm. Maybe. Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
How about you?
I'm going to take us somewhere.
Or are you just kind of like, there's really no point in playing anything else at this point. I've just so completely dominated the show.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. I got good, too. T-Bone Burnett.
I love T-Bone Burnett.
So we know T-Bone Burnett is a producer. We know him as a great musician, a songwriter, composer, produced a series, True Detective, a soundtrack, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which has probably inspired so many people in the world to dig into the music of bluegrass and gospel and American roots music. Great film, but also the soundtrack was just inspiring to so many musicians. And then, of course, there's in different capacities working on films such as The Big Lebowski, Cold Mountain, The Hunger Games. He has a new album that I'm not even sure where to begin with this. It's a collaboration with musician Jay Bellarose, the great percussionist.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And Kifa Ciencia, who is a musician and an artist. And I asked T-Bone Burnett, it's part of this trilogy he's working on, this song I'm going to play, and this first album is the first album in this trilogy. And I wrote to him and said, I see the press release stuff. I don't understand it. Could you please write and help me here? And he writes back and he says, George Orwell, feared that the truth would be hidden from us. Mm-hmm. Aldous Huxley, the writer, feared that the truth would be drowned in a sea of irrelevance.
Feeling very timely right now.
Right. And T-Bone Burnett goes on to write and he says, they were both right. And yet the reality, and he's helping me understand the trilogy here and the song, and yet the reality, if I may use that word, of life in the 21st century is so much worse than the worst dystopian nightmare of my youth. Being There, the name of the song, is a prayer that we overcome fear.
It's a compliment to these other songs.
So I'll play this.
I hope Billie Eilish is listening.
Thank you. sideways glances of treachery and failed romances. He was panicking and falling behind. She had a clean conscience and a dirty mind. Being there while not being there, here and nowhere near.
What a great mix of sounds on that. The accordion that sounds like it's coming in from another world.
It's perfect driving music late at night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can hear that.
The trilogy is called the Invisible Light Trilogy. So this is the first of three albums. This album is called Acoustic Space, and it certainly plays with the acoustic space.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to learn even more. I want to just sit down and talk to T-Bone. Hey, T-Bone, you want to sit down and have a drink and talk about this? Because I want to understand more of this.
Do you know who was singing on that song?
I don't.
Because it sounded a lot like Macy Gray, and I think they've worked together in the past. It could be her.
Let's find out. T-Bone, that drink.
At me. You know, he hasn't. This is his first record in a while. He doesn't do a lot of his own stuff. You know, maybe more for the work he does with other musicians, and that's true of the next artist I want to play, John Vanderslice. Who is back after a bit of a break. He about 5 years ago decided he wanted to just step away from making music and just focus on his studio, Tiny Telephone, in the Bay Area. And he has worked with some incredible musicians at his studio there, like St. Vincent and Spoon and Death Cab for Cutie. Anyway, he's back with his own album now of new music.
So glad you're playing this.
Yeah, this is called, the album's called The Cedars, and the song I want to play is called I'll Wait for You. And John can tell us a bit more about it. He says that he likes complicated narrators in songs, narrators who are unreliable and who you may not really like very much. And he says the narrator in this song, I'll Wait for You, is saying that his girlfriend is in jail, and he's saying, I'll wait for you when you get out, but if you come back clean, I'm going to choose drugs over you. That's what John Vanderslice is saying with the narrator in this song, I'll Wait for You. And he'll explain it a little bit more here.
I hope so.
And I think that for me, trying to make that character slightly sympathetic is hard and is challenging and provides the kind of tension of the song. There's a lot of dissonance and harmonic tension in the song, but for me it's important that the lyrics also, there's something to work out for the listener. And he is honest. And if you think about how much it hurts to be lied to, sometimes brutal honesty is better than anything else.
I'm not a drug addict, but it's a shame I'm still hard at it. But damn, it sure took you. I got you into this, and I can't get you out of this, 'cause I'm always gonna use. I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you. It's nothing you can't get through. I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you. Just stay strong, stay true. Bring home that 12-step shit. I'll sink that shit. What else can I do? On the edge of bankruptcy, on the fringes of legality, that's where I'll be. It's a miracle I'm not a drug addict. But you know me, I'm still hard at it. Damn, it sure took you. I loved you, it's true. But there's a big part of me I stashed away from you. That last clean hit, that good shit.
It's good to have John Vanderslice back.
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy to have this new record from him. The whole album's great. Some really interesting percussion on that song. It is John McIntyre of Tortoise and Sea and Cake, a couple bands also known for great rhythms. But I love how John Vanderslice never really does anything just straight. You know, everything's just a little off in his songs.
Kind of like a dream.
Kind of like a dream, yeah. Yes, exactly. Great surprise from him, his first record in 5 years. It's out April 5th. It's called The Cedars.
I'm going to go out on Lucy Dacus, who made my favorite record of 2018. She came out with a song. She's doing this sort of project. It's just called the 2019. It's a series where she'll put out songs that are related to dates and holidays. In this
2019,
case,
yeah.
In 2019, in this case, where Valentine's Day, she does a cover, which we're going to play, of Edith Piaf's La Vie en Rose. And then I understand there's, well, there are others, and one of them I think might be a Bruce Springsteen birthday song, but I'm not positive of that.
A song for his birthday?
Yeah. And there's an Independence Day, a holiday, Christmas one, a Mother's Day one in this 2019 series. It's a great idea for a series. But I'm going to go out on this beautiful version of La Vie en Rose, which she does both in English and the French, the way Edith Piaf had done it. And
she really amps it up. In this version, it's much faster and buoyant, and I like the mood shift that she turns love into more of a celebration.
Good way to put it.
Yeah, in this version,
and owns the song much more. Yeah. Too. And there were no guitars in Edith Piaf's version.
No.
Lucy Dacus, thanks, Mr. Hilton. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Bob.
From NPR Music, it is All Songs Considered.
Parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur, une part. Life.